Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. But I just ask for any sisters listening today that she just has an enduring heart, has a humble heart that trusts in the vine, so that she can endure in all of her trials. But especially if she is that she is receiving any promises in her dreams, that she does have that heart. That's extremely humble, so that she can endure. So she that rests in your power and in that vine every day, and just keeps going to you for strength, so that she can endure and finish and receive any promises that you are giving her in her dreams. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, this is I just want to talk a little bit more about the importance of abiding in the vine when you are receiving any sort of promises in your dreams, because I'll just go ahead and read this. This is Matthew chapter 13. It's the parable of the sower, okay? It says, "Hear ye the parable of the sower." It says, "When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not," I'm going to explain that the word, okay? So it's like, it's just something that's coming to you from God. So that word can be the gospel. A lot of times people identify the scripture with the gospel, and it's absolutely true, right? The word of the gospel and receive it. But the word is just anything that's coming from the Lord, okay? So it can also, it's of the kingdom of God, okay? It can be also to a promise, okay, in your dream, okay? So you're getting a check, okay? Because it's really important in pertaining, as we're talking about these checks, okay? Because these checks are promises and you have to go out and get them, okay? Heareth the word, which is a promise, okay? So heareth, listen, I'm going to give this to you, okay? Heareth the word of God coming to you, saying, I'm going to give this to you, okay? I'm going to go down to verse 20. It says, "But he that receiveth seed into the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anointed with joy receiveth it." Okay, so you wake up and maybe you understand your dream. You're like, wonderful, everything's gonna be okay. I'm gonna go after this, it's gonna be great, right? Okay. "Yet he hath not root in himself, but endureth for a while, and for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." Okay, need to know. Okay, because from what I've seen, these checks are so important, okay? They are so important because they're coming from the Lord, okay? And they're going to save souls. Everything that he does, especially in these dreams, especially during times of judgment, they manifest, okay? And they shine as this light, okay, when you endure all the way into the end. Okay, so you're going to have persecution, just like the scripture that I read from Pharaoh. Okay, you're going to have resistance. Okay, and then it says here, "Yet he," "he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." Okay, now let me explain something about this. Okay, if you're getting dreams like this, where you're getting promises in your dreams, okay, but you're caught up in the world, they don't seem that important. Okay, when you're in the spirit, these are life and death. Okay, you hear and you understand the word. You understand, listen, you need to get your house in order, you need to get ready. What you see today, what you see right now, is going to shift and change, and it's not going to be that way. Okay, when the judgment comes, it's going to come like that. And I've seen it. Okay. I've seen it with my own two eyes. That's just like it says with Noah. Okay. That they were marrying and get, they were going to start their day that day. Okay. During the flood, marrying and getting married. They had plans. I know where I'm going to be this afternoon. I know what I've got. Think about that. I know what I'm going to have for dinner today. And then bam, all of a sudden a flood, they died. Their plans did not happen that day. Only Noah knew what was going to happen that afternoon. I mean, I want you for a moment, think about that in day-to-day practical terms, what that means, okay? They had plans, and it didn't happen that day, okay? Only Noah, who was moved with godly fear, like the scripture that I read, prepared him an ark, okay? All right? Knew what his day was going to look like. And was walking according to the spirit and knew long term what was going to happen. You could be getting these things and just wake up and go, oh, strange, I had a dream about checks. Okay, let me go ahead and just get my day started. And it's just nothing to you. And you just keep going. You know, you just start your day and you get started and you go about your business and you just completely, there you go, fell by the wayside. Cares of this world because you're so caught up in this place. The Holy Spirit's talking to your dreams, calling you in your dreams, and you're so caught up in this place you don't even notice it. Okay? All of these things here are very strong warnings because then what happens? That person, all of a sudden, boom, judgment. What? My life is all different now? The things that I was thinking about are now, everything's gone like that in an instant. Okay, and then you find out later that the Holy Spirit was talking to you. He was calling you a long time ago. Okay, trying to get you ready, but you weren't even paying attention. You didn't even notice. And it's so strong, the spirit of the world, you won't even notice until all of a sudden your house comes crashing down and you don't even know what happened. Okay, heed these warnings. Okay, and again, persecution, fall away by the wayside, ready to go. Oh, I'm so excited. I understand this. Let's go. And then boom, it hits you and you're like knocked flat on your backside. Okay? You need to get your power from the vine. He says, abide in me and I in you, for without me you can do nothing. Have no root in himself, okay? That root needs to be in your prayer closet every single day. Abide in that vine, okay? And that's how you're going to get through and obtain these promises, okay? Let's go ahead and stop there. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today for just a real fear of God to be placed in her heart. And her to just really identify and understand if you are trying to deal with her and get her out of the world or humble her to get her to really abide in that vine and get her strength from you and not herself, that she just really heeds these warnings and just changes and obeys your Holy Spirit. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.